We are now joined by the winner of today's NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race. That is Martin Truex Jr. Martin, take us through your race there.
A little surprised to be here, to be honest with you. So, really had a lot of fun today, honestly. I mean, you know, I came here without a lot of dirt experience. I've never really ran a serious race on dirt. A few charity races and modifieds, played around in a micro sprint one time, and just really came in here wanting to run the truck race to get experience for the cup car, and also just to, you know, see what it was like and have some fun. And I've always thought about it'd be cool to win a truck race so I'd have a win in all three series, and I certainly didn't think that was going to happen this weekend. So really thankful for Auto Owners, Noble Aerospace, everybody at KBM, Toyota TRD, everybody that allowed me to drive this thing. And obviously the guys did a great job with the truck, and really just was able to get to the front early and really just take care of it from there. So pretty awesome and a lot of fun.
All right, well, we will go right into questions, and our first question is going to come from Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Congratulations, Martin. A couple times on more than one occasion during the race, some of your competitors said that they were watching you, and you were looked like you, quote, were driving the race like you were driving it on pavement. I wondered how it felt to you, and were there any similarities?
It definitely didn't feel like pavement, to answer your question. So, definitely a lot slicker than pavement. So, sliding a lot more. And definitely as the track got slicker and more black towards the end, it was, you were starting to drive it straighter and straighter for sure. Early on, you could, when the track was tacky and it was kind of a wide groove, that was a lot of fun. You could really drive it in the corner, get sideways, and drive it like a dirt track. So there was a lot of learning going on there, and being able to make passes and drive to the front. So I had a blast. I think, I'm hoping they can put the track back to where we started the truck race to start the cup race. I have no idea if they can do that or not, or what it all entails. Maybe we need a couple monsoons before it'll get back to that. But it was a lot of fun in the beginning, and just to see how much the track changed was really neat. So, if it stays like it is now, the cup race is going to be super slick. And, by the end, I can't even imagine how slippery it's going to be and how quick the tires are going to wear out.
Thank you.
Yep.
Our next question will come from Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
So if it's super slick and you don't know where the tires are going to be, does that mean it's going to be a good race?
It depends if you like that kind of stuff, Bob. Do you like that kind of stuff?
Well, I still can't figure out exactly how it'll run, because you're still going to be looking for moisture on a dirt track, right? If you can find some, you'll be able to get grip.
I don't agree with that, because at the end of the race, we're all on the bottom, and there was plenty of moisture up at the, near the wall, and you couldn't run up there because it's got so much loose dirt laying around. It's just really slippery, so... I don't know. I think you got to ask a dirt track expert what they need to do to the track to prep it. But like I said, early in the race, you could move around a lot more than you could at the end.
And I'm curious if you think your lack of experience on dirt maybe helped you, that you had no preconceived notions and nothing that you were specifically looking for.
I mean, it's possible. I think I approached it just like another weekend where I come in and, you never quite know what you're going to have, and you just get in the car and you go practice and you work with your guys on, what you feel like you're going to need, And I think that we made some good changes in practice. We made some bad changes in practice. There's a few things that I wanted, that I asked Marty to do overnight, change wise. And then there was a few little tweaks that he made on his own, thinking to be better. So that was pretty cool that it all worked out. But, I don't know that I approached it any different than any other weekend, other than I didn't really expect to have great results where, at a pavement track, I would expect to have great results. So a little bit pleasantly surprised on that side of things, but really just approached it with an open mind and looking forward to having some fun.
Our next question will come from Davey Siegel. Go ahead, Davey.
Thanks, Sam. Martin, so when you take the lead and then when you start pulling away, I mean, what's going through your mind? Are you saying, maybe I'm good at this, or is this supposed to be this easy? Like what is going through your mind at that point?
I was like, oh, hell yeah, I'm leading this thing. I'm driving away. I mean, it was super exciting. It was so much fun. And I was surprised, especially, you know, at the start of the race, we fired off there and I was just blown by guys. And I'm like, okay, this is cool. Surely I'm going to wear my tires out. And, you know, we got to the lead and then I settled in and I just started, you know, taking care of it. And, you know, I just kept driving away and they kept giving me lap times. And I'm like, dang, I just kept slowing down a little bit more to take care of my tires and kept driving away. So I don't know. It was very interesting. I was waiting to get a flat tire or something crazy happened because it was all going way too smooth.
Have you had a chance to talk to Kyle yet?
I have not. No, I haven't.
What do you think he'll say?
I'm just wondering how much he's going to pay me now.
Was that worked out before?
Like, what do you get for a win? Like, we don't have a contract, so Kyle, you better pay good.
All right, good luck with that.
Kidding, really, I'm kidding.
Our next question will come from Ashley McCubbin. Go ahead, Ashley.
Hey, Martin, congratulations on the win. Were you surprised with how much the track changed from the start of the event to the end of the event?
I wasn't really surprised. I thought, you know, it changed a lot, very much like what it did on practice day. You know, we started out in the trucks with a track that was similar to what we started this race at. And then, you know, towards the end of the race, it was like it was at the end of practice. So I would say there was similar characteristics. I'd say the track wore similar. The groove was definitely wider today than it was in practice. And I think that's just a factor of, you know, more vehicles being out there and guys racing for position. And you know, of course, guys a lap down, getting out of the way and those kind of things, keeping the top load off a little bit more. So not unexpected, but it was crazy. Like, it changed a lot in just 150 laps. So the cup race is going to be very interesting.
And we don't see you run a lot of truck stuff, but you come out here, score the win today. Could we see you in the truck more often?
You know, honestly, now that I won, probably not. I was hoping to run at least one truck race this year, and I was really, really wanting to, you know, check the box of getting a truck win because it's the last NASCAR, you know, series that I needed to win at. So I really wanted to do that. I think it's really cool to, you know, be one of those guys that's won in all three series. I think it's really special to do that. So that was on my bucket list kind of for the year. And now that it's out of the way, I don't know, you know, if I'll run anymore, but we'll see what Kyle's got left open. And it'd be fun to run another one or two if the schedule allows.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you. Congratulations, Martin.
Thank you.
Wanted to ask you about tire management. How do you think it'll translate going from trucks to cup? Did you see some characteristics, similarities the other day that you think will transfer over to cup this afternoon?
I don't know. It's hard to say, really. I mean, you know, we have a little bit longer stages in the cup race. You know, they shortened them up because of the tire issue, and then they gave us another set. So I think 50 laps is doable in the cup cars. I think you'll still see, you know, maybe some guys that aren't handling well, or maybe some guys that are too aggressive that will burn them off, especially that right rear is real sensitive. You know, the cup cars have quite a bit more horsepower than what we just raced. So, you know, it's going to be critical, I think, to keep them on, but, depending on how the cautions fall and things like that, I don't know, you know, we'll see. We had a lot of cautions in that race there, which you keep cooling your tires down and, you go again and run a little bit and then you cool your tires down. So, I mean, if we get a 50 lap straight run in a cup car, I would assume that about everybody's stuff's going to be wore out. We'll wait and see.
Did you kind of surprise yourself? I mean, just doing what you were able to do because, you know, Larson got into trouble. Friesen wasn't there at the end. I mean, Briscoe contended, but it wasn't the, you know, cast of dirt characters that we expected to be on the podium.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I really don't know what was going on there, what happened to those guys. But, you know, like I said, we felt pretty good after practice, made a few tweaks on it. And honestly, I was very comfortable with the truck and our lap times looked good. And it was just a matter of, you know, okay, let's just go out and race and see how it goes. So I'm not sure what those guys fought. Maybe my truck was just that good. I don't really know. Obviously, you know, not the experience. So, yeah, I just drove it the way I thought I needed to drive it, and it was fast, and here we are. So it was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And our final question will come from Jacob Seelman. Go ahead, Jacob.
Martin, congratulations. I know a lot of people have noted that in some respects it drove like asphalt. Were there any, you know, of the skill set from driving a cup car on asphalt that you were able to utilize or leaned on in the truck race today, or was it different enough that that didn't necessarily translate?
I mean, I'd say it's different enough that it doesn't translate, but I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's still race car. You know, a truck is similar to a cup car, Xfinity, whatever. They're all, you know, stock cars, big, heavy stock cars. They don't want to do the things that they're, you know, that you're trying to make them do. You have to be, you know, very aggressive and very consistent, very precise on what you're doing. I mean, that's really the bottom line. So once you figure out that feel, it's all about, you know, being spot on and not making mistakes and, you know, being able to get the thing just the right amount of sideways and the right amount of tire spin. It's, you know, no different than a short track. It's just you're sliding more. So it's, you know, still a race car who can get around the fastest. And today it was us.
Martin, thanks so much for your time and congratulations. Yep. And good luck.
Thank you.